next on the 5 o'clock report.
Staying at this level is problematic.
Hey, I need your help here, my friend.
The surge is coming.
Another blender, if you need pepper grinders, mini Cuisinart.
People can't work any harder.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Tracy Lynn. Governor Andrew Cuomo says New York may have reached its peak in terms of COVID-19 cases, with the death rate flattening for a second day.
If we are plateauing, it's because social distancing is working. So we have to make sure the social distancing actually continues.
Cuomo notes models differ on what the latest trend means, while supplies are being monitored and moved among hospitals.
On a daily basis, they're all doing inventories, they're all doing data sheets, ventilators, PPE equipment, who has gowns, who has masks, and that happens on a daily basis, that adjustment.
Cuomo says the healthcare system has reached its practical capacity.
People can't work any harder. And staying at this level is problematic.
Governor Cuomo extending the New York pause through April 29th. Meanwhile, New York Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul says, contrary to popular opinion, Governor Cuomo is not taking ventilators from upstate hospitals to give to hospitals downstate.
We're all New Yorkers. But there's no way we're going to abandon any one part of the state because we all need each other during this time.
Last Friday, Governor Cuomo announced he's signing an executive order that allows the movement of unused ventilators from one part of the state to another. Kathy Hochul compares the scenario to what happens in western New York during a big snowstorm.
Where Buffalo gets smacked, we get shut down for days, even weeks. And boy, are we glad when those utility trucks show up from Long Island and Westchester in New York City. They come and help. And that's what we're talking about.
Hochul says where there's a need, the ventilators will go, whether that's New York City or Buffalo. In Pennsylvania, over 1,400 new cases within 24 hours.
The surge is coming. The when and how bad that surge is really depends on all of us, what we do.
Governor Wolf says social distancing remains essential.
We've had challenges in purchasing equipment because really there just isn't enough supply to meet the demand.
He insists officials around the globe are clamoring for vital PPE.
We launched the Pennsylvania Manufacturing Call to Action Portal, and that's going to connect manufacturers in Pennsylvania together to form a supply chain of needed equipment.
Well, says while one company may not be able to produce an entire ventilator machine, it might be able to manufacture some of the needed parts. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer wants the White House to have a coronavirus czar.
Fully invoke the Defense Production Act. We can't have governors be bidding against each other like it's eBay. The federal government needs to take control of the situation.
The senior senator from New York spoke with the new White House chief of staff, Mark Meadows, and said the czar should oversee production and distribution of medical supplies and equipment. Still to come this Monday, tests canceled in New York, keeping big buildings clean in Pennsylvania, and coronavirus from a counselor's perspective.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. For tonight, we'll have intervals of clouds and moonlight, so it turns cloudy in northwest Pennsylvania with a shower. Low temperatures, 30s and low 40s. For tomorrow, pray maybe a morning shower early in western Pennsylvania. Otherwise, a mixture of clouds and sunshine, the high in the 50s and low 60s. Then cloudy tomorrow night and Wednesday with showers. High temperatures Wednesday, primarily in the 50s.
Thank you, Kevin. In the Empire State, the Board of Regents canceling this year's Regents exams due to the coronavirus pandemic. Feds have given New York a one-year waiver from provisions of the Every Student Succeeds Act. Schools in New York State have been ordered closed until April 29th due to coronavirus concerns. More details are expected tomorrow from the state's Education Department. Meanwhile, former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen calls the current economic downturn shocking.
If we had a timely unemployment statistic, the unemployment rate would probably be up to 12 or 13% at this point and moving higher.
Yellen said today the true extent of the downturn isn't reflected yet in the current data. The former Fed chair also predicted second quarter GDP could fall by 30%. And keeping the buildings clean in the Keystone State, Family Life's Brandon Dixon has more on new protocols.
Pennsylvania's health secretary has issued new standards for cleaning large buildings that remain open during the shutdown. Dr. Rachel Levine's order, which applies to buildings buildings that are at least 50,000 square feet, requires owners to maintain usual sanitation, and follows CDC guidelines to routinely clean and disinfect areas that are often touched. The buildings include airports, grocery stores, and offices, among others. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
Thank you, Brandon. Domestic violence victims have a new resource during the coronavirus pandemic. Governor Andrew Cuomo has unveiled a new hotline with the promise that every single call will be responded to and investigated. In some areas of New York, there's been a 15 to 20% increase in domestic violence reports due to the quarantine. Meanwhile, tithing is down as we navigate the coronavirus outbreak. Michael Harrington explains.
Lifeway Research has been polling America's Protestant pastors, and 52% say giving has declined since stay-at-home orders went into effect in most states about the middle of March. 18% say tithing by their congregation is holding steady, and 2% say giving has actually increased since the outbreak. Amongst those clergymen who say that giving is down at their church, 60% say it has decreased by 25% or more. 30% say it's dropped by 50%.
Next at 5, with social distancing the temporary normal, Counselor Jayla Scolia speaks with Family Life's Bob Price about coping amid COVID-19.
Let's pray it's sooner rather than later, Jay, this lifting of the social distancing order in New York State. One of the sidebars to this ongoing national emergency is the toll it's taking on people's mental health. If you would, Jay, talk a bit about that issue and how concerned you should be and how concerned our listeners should be.
I think it's important to, even in this era we're in or this season we're in of social distancing, to make sure that we are connecting. We know as Christians that we are to stay connected. Hebrews 10:25 reminds us to not stop meeting together. Well, now we have to be creative in how we do that. And I think it's important, whether picking up the phone and just calling a friend or loved one, checking in on them, or just having a conversation. You know, if you have kids, and I'm seeing this with my own kids, scheduling play dates where my son is building Legos and he's got his friend on video building Legos over at his house. Yeah. There are creative ways to stay connected. So I think it's imperative that we don't isolate, that we stay connected in every way.
One of the questions that is kind of circulating across the country, the president made news by suggesting that we can't allow the cure to be worse than the disease. My question to you, Jay, is it the virus itself and the infection rates continue to soar? We will see that for another 2 to 3 weeks, so it's going to get worse before it gets better. Is it the virus itself that's got people on pins and needles, or is it the fear of the unknown?
I think it's more the fear of the unknown. This is something else I would say. If you're struggling with fear or anxiety because of everything that you're either reading online or hearing in the 24/7 news cycle, give yourself a break from that. Because, again, if we're going back to, as Christians, the truth of God's word, and I think this is the time for the church to really share the promises of God, that we don't have to be anxious. We don't have to live in fear. God gave us a spirit of love, power, and sound mind, not of fear. I think this is an important time to remember those truths, to pray on those truths and share them, but also be honest and transparent and say, hey, I am struggling right now. And this is where, again, connection is so key. So I'm going to pick up the phone, or I'm going to go on video and I'm going to say, hey, I need your help here, my friend, or I need your help, my loved one, whoever it may be. I'm struggling right now. I think it's important for the church to stay connected now more than ever. And I'm hearing stories of small groups that are still having their small group sessions via Zoom or through other, yeah, you know, technology. I also think a couple other things that I think are imperative is get out of the house. I mean, you don't have to go and rub shoulders with other people. I know that's not being advised, but go for a run. Go play in the backyard with your kids. Go for a walk with your family. Go for a hike. I know gyms are closed. Exercise is so important for our emotional, spiritual, and physical health.
That's Jay LaScoglia at Enrich Counseling in Corning, New York. You can catch up on all the Family Life news features at fln.org/podcasts. Now time for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks were higher today, sharply rebounding from losses in the previous week as the number of new coronavirus cases in the U.S. appeared to slow down. The Dow today up 1,627 points, the Nasdaq rose 540, and the S&P 500 gained 175. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you, Dave. You're listening to the 5 O'Clock Report on Family Life.
With a biblical look at your money, here's Rob West.
I'm thankful for answers to prayer, when God shows up and makes a way. I'm also grateful for the times when I don't see Him show up at all. Here's what I mean. Malachi 3 talks about trusting God in the area of tithing. In response to our obedient giving, God says this in Malachi 3:11. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not cast their fruit. In other words, one way He'll take care of us is by keeping certain things from happening. The accident that doesn't occur, the appliance that doesn't break down. No, God doesn't protect us from everything. But for those who trust in Him in the area of giving, there's more going on behind the scenes than we'll ever know.
And you can learn more about trusting God and becoming a wise money manager when you contact us online, moneywise.org, moneywise.org.
Up next, it's Drive Home Sports with Family Life's Sonny Delfiette.
Thank you, Tracy. How about some football news? The NFL and Pro Football Hall of Fame announced the 2010s All-Decade Team. 52 players, two coaches earning the honor. Quarterback Tom Brady, one of eight players unanimously voted to the team. Brady topped all quarterbacks during the decade with 138 wins, including the playoffs, and led the Patriots to Super Bowl titles in 2014, 16, and 18. Aaron Rodgers, the other quarterback on the team, beating out NFL career passing leader Drew Brees. Yo, Adrian! Adrian Peterson, J.J. Watt, Von Miller, Aaron Donald, Joe Thomas, Marshall Yanda, and Justin Tucker, the other unanimous selections. The Open Championship has been canceled due to the pandemic, marking the first time since 1945 that golf's oldest major championship will not be played. Other changes include the Masters being played 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. And New York City is getting more surgical masks, courtesy of the Knicks, Nets, and NBA. Governor Cuomo announced Saturday they've all collaborated to distribute 1 million masks to essential workers. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Delfiette.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. A pretty quiet night is coming up, although there could be a stray shower in parts of western Pennsylvania. Our next weather maker is a cool front that will deliver a few showers to cross the region on Wednesday. A stronger front then will deliver some pretty chilly air as we head into Easter weekend. Here's the call for tonight. Well, the intervals of clouds and moonlight, though it turns cloudy in northwest Pennsylvania with a shower. Low temperatures, 30s and low 40s. For tomorrow, pray maybe a morning shower early in western Pennsylvania. Otherwise, a mixture of clouds and sunshine, the high in the 50s and low 60s. Then cloudy tomorrow night and Wednesday with showers. High temperatures Wednesday, primarily in the 50s.
Thank you, Kevin. Finally at 5, a Western New York dessert maker will soon compete on the Food Network. Pastry chef Camille Lecaire of Buffalo's Pastry by Camille will face off against two other chefs in Guy's Grocery Games.
We have huge kitchens, so we've got really great BTU burners, so they're getting that feel of working in a commercial kitchen, but with a home appliance.
A native of France, Camille married a New York girl and has been living in Buffalo for several years.
You got it all right here. If you need another blender, if you need pepper grinders, mini Cuisinarts.
He tells WKBW he's proud to represent both of his homes on television with host Guy Fieri. The pre-recorded episode of Guy's Grocery Games is slated to air on April 22nd. I'd like a chocolate croissant, please. And that's the world we live in this 6th of April. Thanks for coming along. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.